In the name of Him from whom all blessings flow. Dear fellow redeemed, tell me, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? A big butterball turkey. Or maybe this year it's a ham or a goose or some duck fillets. Maybe it's all about the stuffing. You like it with raisins or not? Maybe it's the veggies, right? Is it going to be the green bean casserole with a little fried onions on top? Or maybe some buttery sweet corn or some glazed carrots with the brown sugar and the cinnamon? Or how about the pie, right? It's apple or it's pecan or it's pumpkin pie with whipped cream on it. Anybody else's mouth watering yet? Maybe for you, Thanksgiving isn't so much about the food, it's about the people. Just connecting again with the cousins and spending a little time with grandma and grandpa, or aunts and uncles. It's your chance to kind of all watch the football game together, or go through the Black Friday ads, or play some cards, right? What is it in your house? Is it euchre? Is it sheep's head? If you go to the Myers, it's always 500 every Thanksgiving. There's a lot of things that Thanksgiving can mean. But I think there's one more thing that it means to every one of you. It means coming here to God's house for a special worship service. Why is that? I mean, you realize that Thanksgiving is not really a sacred festival, right? It's not that God said in Scripture, on the fourth Thursday of every November, you have a national holiday. No, that was the United States government that decided that. So why are we here? Not in a courthouse, not at a state house. We're here in God's house. I think the answer is obvious, isn't it? Because we recognize that Thanksgiving is not just about being thankful for something. It's being thankful to someone. It's being thankful to the giver of every good and perfect gift. It's being thankful to God. And yet, as obvious as that is, that Thanksgiving and God go together, sometimes it's easy to overlook that. To get caught up in the things of Thanksgiving and miss the giver, especially when He's given us so much. You see, that's why Moses' words to the nation of Israel 3,500 years ago still apply to you and me today. Moses was concerned that the nation of Israel was going to forget God once the going got good. And so his words to Israel still apply to you and me today. His words are simply this: Christian, remember the Lord your God. Remember Him for the gifts He's given you. Remember Him for the journey He's brought you through. And remember Him for the slavery He's freed you from. First, remember Him for the gifts He's given you, especially at Thanksgiving. I mean, doesn't it sound like Moses is talking about Thanksgiving? In the opening words of our text, he says, when you have eaten and are satisfied, right? When you finally push yourself away from the dinner table and you say, I'm more stuffed than a stuffed turkey. When you're satisfied, then what? Then praise the Lord your God for the good land he's given you. Now, obviously, Moses is talking about the promised land of Canaan that the nation is about to occupy. In fact, he talks about that land in the verses immediately preceding our text when he says, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills." Couldn't those words just as easily apply to our land? I mean, when you think about some of the places in our world that are just desolate, that are barren, the Afghanistans and the Iraqs of the world, where people are struggling to eke out an existence hand to mouth, and you compare that to the United States of America, and you realize there really is no comparison. We live in a land that has water and forests and fertile fields. We live in a land where travel is easy and communication is in the palm of our hands. We live in a land that has heated homes and toilets that flush and lazy boys that recline and computers that are filled with information and entertainment. When you compare the country that we live in with so many people in the world, we live in luxury, right? God has truly blessed us as inhabitants of the United States. And yet, along with all those blessings, comes a danger. A danger that Moses warns his people then and his people now about. Moses says, "When you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God." Are those words only for the children of Israel? Or do they apply to us as well? I mean, I don't know about you, but when I look in my closet and I see shirt after shirt after shirt and suit after suit after suit and pants after pants after pants, when I look around my house and I see not one TV, but four TVs, when I look in the garage and I see not one fishing pole, but more than I can count, I realize that Moses is right, that what I have has been multiplied. All I have is multiplied. Now, don't misunderstand. Moses is not condemning anyone for an abundance of possessions. What he's doing is warning us. He's saying that with all those possessions comes the temptation to think that we've earned them. How does he put it? "You may say to yourself, my power and my strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." Or as we might say today, "I worked hard for that stuff." I pinched my pennies. I made my money the old-fashioned way. I earned it. What does Moses say? Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Isn't that the truth? I mean, who of us created our own brains? Who formed our own hands? Who molded our lips and our tongue so that we can actually do things to make money, to provide for our livelihood? Thanksgiving is a time to give credit where credit is due. And that's to God. To say, God, thank you. Thank you for giving me my hands and my mind. Thank you for giving me opportunities to use the talents that you've given me so that I can do things that can create a living. Thank you for channeling financial resources into my hands so I can afford to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And I can afford to pay the gas to go to Grandma's house. And I can even buy a can of green beans. When it comes down to it, everything we have, everything we own, everything we do is a gift from God. Remember the Lord, your God, for the gifts He's given to you. And yet, if you think about it, Thanksgiving is more than thanking God for all the stuff and all the stuffing. It's really also a chance to take a step back and see a much bigger picture. Moses here encourages us to remember the Lord your God, not only for the gifts He's given you, but also for the journey He's brought you through. Here in our text, Moses is concerned that the children of Israel, when they finally enter the promised land and life gets good, are going to forget God. And to try to prepare them for that, he turns their attention to their past, to the journey through the desert, and how God provided for them even when times were hard. He puts it this way: the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known. In other words, Israel, don't forget the Lord your God. Remember how He protected you through that desert. Remember how He literally fed you with bread from heaven. How He miraculously provided water for you. And even though your 40 years in the wilderness was not exactly a walk in the park, God still used that difficult time for a good purpose. And what was that good purpose? He says, it was to humble and to test you, so that in the end, it might go well with you. Right? Wasn't that the purpose of those trials? To serve them, to discipline them, to refine them? Isn't the same thing still true for you and me? I mean, you think about your life. You think about some of the tough times that you've been through. I mean, maybe it was a health problem, a broken leg, a surgery. Maybe it was a family crisis. Maybe it was a financial setback, the loss of a loved one. And still, through those hard things, something that tested your faith, God used them for a purpose. And God kept your faith strong. And He brought you to this day where now you can remember the Lord your God. Remember and thank Him for the gifts He's given you, and remember Him for the journey He's brought you through. And yet there's one more thing that Moses would have us think about and remember God for. Not only for the gifts He's given, not only for the journey He's brought you through, but finally for the slavery He's freed you from. I mean, that was one of the things that was on Moses' mind, right? He reminded them of the Lord their God who did what? Who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Again, couldn't those words be spoken of you? Just as God rescued Israel from slavery of Egypt, so He's rescued you and me from the slavery of sin. He's freed us from the fear of death, the fear of dying. He set us free from the shackles of Satan. I don't have to do what the devil wants me to do. You and I are free. God has bought us, set us free with His blood, free to now live for somebody other than ourselves, free to live for Him, free to serve one another, free to use the resources He's given to us to invest in the eternal life of others. Isn't this what Thanksgiving's about? I mean, yeah, Thanksgiving is a time to enjoy some great food. It's a time to enjoy your family and friends. But it's also an opportunity to step back and appreciate the big picture. Everything we have is from God, a good and a gracious God. As you take time to count your blessings, recognize who they're from. Recognize that God has given them purely by grace. And even if your Thanksgiving table isn't that bountiful, and even if your family is not all united around the table, and even if your Thanksgiving this year is hard, be assured that the God who's brought you this far will see you to the end. Until that day when He welcomes you into the ultimate promised land. God keep you in His grace and give us all grateful hearts for what He's given us in this life and the life to come. For Jesus' sake, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's join to